all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800.
We want to welcome to Veterans Radio Dr. Neil Evans. He's the Chief Officer for VA's Office of Connected Care. Dr. Evans, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me, Jim. Good to be here.
Well, we're having you on because it's we're in a very unique time, aren't we, with this COVID-19, and it's kind of changing the way veterans get their care from the VA. So tell us a little bit about the telehealth services that are available to veterans.
Sure. As telehealth, VA has been a leader in telehealth for well over a decade. We just to give you a sense, Jim, last year we more than 900,000 veterans received at least a portion of their VA health care via telehealth. We did more than 1 million video visits last year. And so we were in the context, as you mentioned, of the coronavirus pandemic, there was a real opportunity to take the technology that we had in place and the telehealth program that was already there and really turn it up, the volume up, to be able to deliver services to veterans where they are. We've seen a nearly an eightfold increase in utilization of video visits through our VA Video Connect platform. We were doing around 1,500 video visits a day in late February, and now we're doing between 16 and 18,000 video visits. Veterans can connect with their VA healthcare provider, the ones they usually see by telephone or video, particularly if they're staying home at this time.
Well, it's really an explosion of the use of that technology. I have family members who've used it and have been pretty darn satisfied with it. But I'm curious, has there been enough data points to say how the satisfaction is overall with VA's use of telemedicine?
We regularly survey a subset of those who have a telehealth visit with us, and we routinely see satisfaction numbers that are well over 90%. Over the last couple of weeks, as new people have come on board to the platform and had their first video visit and figured it out, oftentimes the first time you're trying something new and you're trying to figure it out, you're kind of getting the hang of things, but once people are on board, we're seeing very high levels of satisfaction.
And you're right. For a lot of people, this is all something new, and certainly the age cohort that you're working with, sometimes technology can be overwhelming. But what types of care and treatment can be provided by VA using telehealth?
You know, we deliver care in more than 50 clinical specialties by telehealth, so you can name a clinical specialty. We probably can at least deliver a portion of that through telehealth. Telehealth doesn't replace face-to-face care. It augments or improves face-to-face care. So the way I like to think of it is that you can connect with your provider for a video visit, a telephone visit at home, and that's the beginning of the conversation. If there's a need for a face-to-face visit, of course, we can figure that out. But for many things, they can be done successfully at home, and it's more convenient. It's certainly more convenient than driving into a clinic, finding a parking spot, getting in, having that appointment, et cetera. So,
do you see then, as we get out of the COVID-19 quarantine stay-at-home situation where VA's hospitals are telling folks don't come here unless it's really necessary, do you see telehealth continuing on at such a robust level? Is it that much more efficient?
No, I think so. I don't think we will go back to the levels of utilization of telehealth that we saw before the current pandemic. I think many, many more veterans have now been able to use the telehealth platform. They've experienced it. And likewise, many VA providers are using it more often than they were using it in the past. And And so I think we'll see a continued higher utilization. To augment face-to-face care.
Well, you mentioned that the providers are getting more used to it. I think it's probably on both sides of the equation, right? We as veteran patients have to get used to it, but also the VA providers have to get used to how they diagnose, how they communicate, and that. So it's sort of interesting. It's probably helping both sides of the equation.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Would you comment about the VA prescriptions that are also sort of now done in a more electronic fashion?
Sure. Well, VA runs a massive mail outpatient pharmacy. We mail the majority of our prescriptions to patients. I mean, folks can pick them up at our medical centers, but most of them are mailed. And patients can request their prescription refills online at our personal health portal, which can be accessed through va.gov at the myhealth.va.gov. We have more than 5 million registered users for va.gov and process several million prescription refills online. It's super convenient. You log in, you look at your prescription list, and click refill, and then you can actually track when it's coming to you and when it'll arrive in the mail. Since we launched the platform, we've refilled over 159 million prescriptions through online requests by veterans.
Again, just a whole new change in way of we're doing things, and that VA is leading the way. I saw in the materials that in March alone, over 2 million VA prescriptions were refilled online. It was just That's an amazing number for 1 month. You really have to have the logistics worked out, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, we're talking to Dr. Neil Evans, who's the chief officer for VA's Office of Connected Care. And there's something called the VA Mobile App Store. So if I'm the just getting into this from telehealth, walk me through how I, as a patient, get myself in a position to utilize these great telemedicine services.
Yeah, well, if you'd like to learn more about our video platform called VA Video Connect, you can learn about that on our App Store. That's where you can get access to the application. It's at mobile.va.gov/appstore, and you would look for VA Video Connect. When you're there, you'll find more than 40 other mobile applications. These are tools that patients can use to engage with their own healthcare, to actually send information back to their VA healthcare providers. There's quite a few applications. Some are specific for certain health conditions, for management of post-traumatic stress disorder, an application to help with sleep, an application to help with weight loss. There's a lot to learn there. To learn specifically about telehealth, our website, telehealth.va.gov, has a lot of information about all the types of telehealth we deliver. We don't just deliver video visits to the home. We have the ability to enhance the services that we deliver in our clinics to connect patients who come into one of our local clinics, for example, in a rural area with a specialist at one of our larger medical centers somewhere else in the country. That specialist can do a full examination using a digital stethoscope and other special equipment. And we even use telehealth to improve the care in our intensive care units around the country.
What technology do I have at home to be able to pull this off, Dr. Evans?
For a video visit, you just need either a mobile phone, like a smartphone that has a camera, a speaker and a microphone, a tablet, or a webcam-enabled PC, like a laptop or PC that has a web camera. So really, just about any device will connect to our VA Video Connect platform.
Well, I think that's the message here is if you've got a smartphone, if you're taking pictures and sending them out to the family and friends, you probably have the technology in your hand that will allow you to interface with VA on telehealth. Can you give us one more time, Dr. Neil Evans, Chief Officer of the VA's Office of Connected Care, where folks can interact and get more involved with VA telehealth?
You can learn more at telehealth.va.gov.
We want to thank you for taking some time today, Dr. Evans, and to talk to Veteran Radio listeners. And we really appreciate all this work you're doing to make sure that our veterans can get the care that they deserve and that they need to receive.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans. And you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Veterans Radio needs you. If you like our shows that are informative, surprising stories, and relevant information on what's happening at the VA and the military, we'd like your support. Individual support of $5 to $50 a month or corporate sponsorship of $1,000 to $10,000 would be welcomed. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsorship or support tab, pay online, and keep Veterans Radio on the air.